Spokane-based Vista Utilities and Seattle City Light are diving into a new line of business, charging up electric cars. They have plans to buy and maintain significant numbers of electric car charging stations. These will be installed at homes, private workplaces, and public locations. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
We start with an automotive version of the chicken and egg thing. If there aren't charging stations out and about, people will be reluctant to buy electric cars. Yet no one wants to build charging stations unless the users are out there. This could describe the Inland Northwest situation. Now add in Avista Utilities, the biggest electricity provider in eastern Washington and North Idaho. Rendell Farley manages electric transportation initiatives for Avista, and he sees the potential to change the equation to the company's and society's benefit.
We've got potentially here a great opportunity to basically save money over gasoline, become less dependent on it, and keep those local dollars, those savings, in the local economies that can have a ripple effect. That's a big deal.
Avista is recruiting homeowners, employers, and scouting public locations to host more than 200 electric car charging stations. The utility has budgeted $3 million, which it hopes to recover in its rates, to build and maintain a charging network. On the other side of the state, Seattle City Light has plans to deploy 20 public fast chargers next year. Separately, it's working on how to provide utility-owned home charging stations as a service. Portland General Electric and Pacific Power face a year-end deadline to tell the state of Oregon how they plan to advance transportation electrification. Back at Avista, Farley describes his company's venture into electric car charging as more of a learning exercise than a profit center in the near term.
So in the next 5 to 10 years, we don't expect a material impact from electric vehicle adoption in our area. But longer term beyond that, it could have significant effects. And so it's very timely and important for us to start getting ahead of that now.
Avista needed to convince the Washington Utilities Commission that the pilot project was prudent. The commissioners raised questions about fair competition and ratepayer impacts, but eventually gave the green light. Utility Commission Chairman David Danner wants to see if smart integration of those big batteries in electric cars could support more efficient use of the electric grid.
The goal here isn't to give more money to people who can afford Teslas. From our point of view, the goal is how do we improve the electric infrastructure in this state?
Danner says even if you don't own an electric car, you have reasons to care. One of them is the high cost of building power plants.
Because if we can do this effectively, then you're going to be able to avoid building new generation resources that are going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And that is going to save you money.
Private enterprises already operate in the vehicle charging space, mainly in the I-5 corridor. I drove just over a mile from my office in Olympia over to the county courthouse and found an empty space in front of a charging station. Over here, looking at the control screen on this unit, it says 50 cents per hour to charge, all major credit cards accepted. This charging station is operated by a California-based company called ChargePoint, where Dave Packard serves as Vice President of Utility Solutions. Packard told me he welcomes deep-pocketed competitors into the market, but discourages them from owning and operating the charging equipment.
You know, if utilities get involved, because they don't move that quickly in deploying hardware that they own and operate, I hate to see a situation where that technology is obsolete.
Broadly speaking, Packard says the more charging stations there are, the more drivers will be comfortable in driving electric, and that will help overall adoption of plug-in cars. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.